We're doing the Rambam Migel Teman. We're up to page Kuf Mem Aleph in the Mosad Erev Kook edition. The Rambam had been contending with the Muslim claim that they are the chosen nation, and the Rambam had said that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that his promises will be focused on Yitzchak, and that's where the pasuk clearly delineates that Yishmael ben Hamah, the son of the maid, Legoya Simenu, he will also become a big nation, but Yitzchak, Kivi Yitzchak, Yikarelecha Zara, your prime seed is in Isaac. Vacharkach, we're on page Kuf Memale, Vacharkach Be'er Yitzchak, Shabrachot En Shivtech Ben Avraham, Shebichlal Abrachot Ahen, and then Yitzchak clarified that the promises that were, the blessings that were promised to Avram, included in those blessings were Sheyakim Brito v'Torato Shel HaBoreh B'Zaro, that the covenant and the Torah will remain existent with his seed. Kmo Shamar Levanav, as he said to his children, Vayiti Lahem LeElohim, I will be their God. What does it mean I will be their God? They will maintain my covenant, they will maintain my Torah. V'achar kach yuchad Yitzchak v'vdido mi'Yishmael b'chol ha'brachot ha'ilu. Hashem singles out Yitzchak, singles him and separates him from Yishmael with all these blessings, Kmo Shebe'anu, as we explained, V'ichtob abrit zulat Yishmael. And he is included in the covenant and not Yishmael. Kmo Shenemar, as the verse says, V'et b'riti akim et Yitzchak. Hashem clearly says to Avram, I will fulfill my covenant with Yitzchak. Achal Shamar b'shvil Yishmael, hinei berachti oto. After the pasuk says, Hashem says to Avram, Yishmael, I'll bless him. My covenant is Yitzchak. Hashem clearly makes this distinction. The Yelanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem clarified to us in Yan Zeh al Yedei Yitzchak. Hashem clarifies it again through Yitzchak, Sheyakov Yuchad B'chol HaBrachot Ha'ilu Zulat Esav. Hashem clarifies through Yitzchak that it is Yaakov singly. Yaakov alone will get these blessings without Esav. Ve'huma Shamar Yitzchak. That's what Yitzchak says to Yaakov in his blessing. And it's interesting to note that the Rambam stresses the pasuk that is said to Yaakov when Yaakov faces Yitzchak without any games, right? You have the blessings Yaakov received when Yitzchak thought it was Esav standing before him, when Yaakov was all dressed up. And then you have the blessings in the end when Yaakov is leaving to go find a wife. Yitzchak calls him in and tells him, I want to bless you, son. And it is in those blessings that Yitzchak tells him, you will be the continuation of Avram. Meaning if it would have been in the earlier blessings, then there'd be room to say, well, maybe Yitzchak thought that Esav should be the continuation of Avram. No. The blessings that Yitzchak gives when Yitzchak is misled, when Yitzchak thinks he's talking to Esav, those are material blessings. Hashem should give you bounty, Hashem should give you rain, Hashem should give you a lot of crops. That's nothing to do with the land of Israel, nothing to do with being the continuation of Avram. When Yitzchak blesses Yaakov and tells him, you will be the continuation of Avram, that is much later on. We see that Yitzchak had no intention to give that to Esav. When he gives his big blessing, v'yiten lecha, when he thinks he's talking to Esav and it's really Yaakov in disguise, there he makes no mention of who's going to be the continuation of Avram. You see, he wasn't intending to give that to Esav. There he makes no mention of the land of Israel, because that wasn't part of what he was giving to Esav. Only later, when he calls Yaakov in, and he says, now I'm sending you off to find a wife, so I want you to know, you should have the blessing, you should be the continuation of Avram, you and your seed after you. There you see, Yitzchak clearly says, I was the continuation of Avram, you are my continuation. You, to the exclusion of Esav. Hinei tber lanu shemalat ha-Torah shevtiach ba ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu le-Avram shetitkayem bezaro. And the Rambam learns that when Hashem promises Avram, I will be your children's God, what Hashem means is, they will have my Torah. If we want to understand this on a deeper level, the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam doesn't explain why that's called that Hashem is our God. So we have to ask ourselves, Hashem is God of the whole world. What does that mean? He is our God? So the Rambam learns the unique connection here is the Brit and the Torah. The covenant the Brit Milah, which is our covenant, our connection, and the Torah. So the Rambam learns the Torah is what signifies is a complicated word, meaning is it what signifies, or is it the tool through which, is it external, is it secondary, is it the cause or the effect of our connection with Hashem? Saying, I'm not sure how to understand that in the Rambam. I would think it is the cause, even though one could argue it's the effect. Yes?
So with the breeze,
okay.
So when you say that this is something that's unique to us, how does that balance out?
So you see, the Rambam stressing the Torah, not the Brit. And he's saying Hashem will continue His covenant and Torah with His seed. If a non-Jew you have in New York, all the hospitals automatically circumcise all the kids. That doesn't mean they have a covenant with Hashem. The physical act isn't enough. Hashem says, there's a covenant, there's a pact. I'm going to ensure you get the land of Israel, and you will keep the Brit Milah. The Brit Milah is connected to the land of Israel.
It's like saying, like a piece of paper is a contract, right? You have like a ketubah on which the paper is like, holds these like words, right? It's like saying, well, isn't that person also married to my wife? He has like also a piece of paper.
Right.
Like, no, my piece of paper has like the exact right words written on it.
Okay, so that's a nice allegory. So the Rambam's learning here, the Rambam isn't stressing the idea of the land of Israel and the covenant. He's stressing more the idea of the Torah. And the Rambam says, Yaakov was singled out. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, Hashem should give you the blessing of Avram, you and your seed after you. Here we see that level of Torah that Hashem promised Avram that would be fulfilled in his seed. Yitzchak is singled out, and afterwards Yaakov. And this is the idea we also find in the prophet. He's talking about David HaMelech. Shenatan hodaa laKadosh Baruch Hu al haTovah haGdolah hazot. He gives thanks to Hashem over this great favor. Sheken katuv. What does it say? Asher karat et Avraham ushvuato leYisrael veYamidia leYakov leYisrael brit olam. Hashem made this covenant with Avram, a vow with Yitzchak, and fulfilled it all with Yaakov as a statute for him and Israel for an eternal covenant. So that's the claim that the Rambam makes. He says, you want to tell me they're the chosen people? They have the covenant? Look at the Torah. That's not what it says in the Torah. They're laying claims on the Torah. Well, read what the Torah says.
It really depends on the Torah, though?
Yeah, their claims were Torah-based, meaning they claimed from the Torah that they were the chosen people. You see, is the next point. They claimed that the words bim'od me'od refers to Muhammad, because the gematria of me'od me'od equals the gematria of Muhammad. So the Rambam is now going to address that claim. Umashi yesh lecha ladat, what you have to know, sheze Hashem shala bedati yesh melem shekatuv b'torah shachzu b'aposhim, klomar bimod mod shu Muhammad. They say that Muhammad equals the gematria of bimod me'od, and so that's, you see, Muhammad was alluded to in the Torah. So the Rambam says, yeah, but check the history books. Rambam says they didn't used to call him Muhammad. They used to call him Ahmed. What? I don't know. Pshat ha-ma'amar, because the simple understanding, Shem omim shu katuv b'Torah uvishlichut ha-mechazvim shu hu evangeloi, they claim that he's mentioned in the Torah. You had all kinds of people also going throughout the world claiming that Yashkir and he's the one that the Torah is referring to. Shishmo Ahmad. He said, the Rambam says, if you look in the Quran he's not called Muhammad. In the Quran he's called Ahmed. So how come if you look, it says in the Quran, it says, I remember when Jesus said, they're quoting Jesus in the Quran, that the Hoy, woe, sons of Israel, I'm sending a messenger unto you who will fulfill the whole Torah before me, and I am here to tell you about the next messenger. Jesus said, Ahmed Shmo. His name is Ahmed. So, the Rambam says, if in the Quran they call him Ahmed, so why do they want to bring a proof from the Torah that, where there's the numerical value of Muhammad, not Ahmed? Ahmed doesn't fit Bimod Mod. So the Rambam says they're not consistent. Umispar Bimod Mod in Olel Mispar Ahmed, Shesuvim Shukatuv B'Torah. So if they want to say he's mentioned in the Torah, it should be consistent with what they call him. So then how come Ahmed isn't mentioned in the Torah?
Where did they get Muhammad from then?
What?
Where did they get Muhammad from?
I don't know. Okay. To be continued.
Even if it did though work out,
what?
Even if Gematria did work out, it's like, so what?
Right, I agree. You can find Osama bin Laden in the Torah too. Fine.
I've heard someone say that everyone's name